This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Past couple of years have been quite the boon for the short-term rental business. Remote work and people wanting to vacation in isolation helped drive record bookings on Airbnb and VRBO, or Vrbo, as the company prefers, and all the rest of them. And so far this summer, demand for those short-term rentals seems to be even stronger. So what do you do if you run a regular old B&B, as in bed and breakfast? That's where today's installment of our series Adventures in Housing comes in.
I'm Lori Howard.
I'm Bruce Howard.
And we're in Oakhurst, California. We're overlooking Yosemite Valley. I'm a little bit of a troublemaker. I wanted to get into the B&B business because I was only 52, I think. Not quite ready to retire, so trying to figure out what I wanted to do in the next phase of my life and bring my wonderful husband with me.
And that was in October 2005. B&Bs were getting to be more and more popular at that point in time, so it was an attractive time to do that.
Lo and behold, we found a one-bedroom, two-story bachelor pad on top of a mountain and decided that was going to be our bed and breakfast. We did pay full price because, being from San Diego, $315,000 was a drop in the bucket. And we were able to build the rest of this B&B for a little over $100 a foot, which in this day and age is absolutely amazing.
We loved guests coming to our property right to the end. We had so many good experiences.
We did have a group from Hollywood come up, and we will not mention names, but they came up, gave us a list of what they could eat, when they could eat it, and it included stuff like, you know, some kind of a powder.
I was exhausted after every meal.
And then we had Joe Average and their family, and they were, you know, everyone, for the most part, were absolutely delightful. It's just that I think with COVID, people want to be on their own. They want to be able to do what they want to do and not worry about being in somebody else's house.
The migration has been to the VRBO, Airbnb-type properties versus a very service-driven bed and breakfast.
We ended up selling our bed and breakfast in May of 2022, so it was just 2 months ago, for close to $1.2 million.
We kind of looked at the numbers and went, oh, heck.
The people are turning it into a VRBO.
With the latest updates throughout the property. When you turn over the property, you sometimes just need to divorce yourself with saying they bought it, they paid for it, they'll make their own mistakes, and you just smile.
All the way to the bank.
Bank, yes.
That was pretty good, all the way to the bank. The Howards and their adventures in housing. Tell us yours, would you? You can do that at marketplace.org.